Welcome to the Health Tips Podcast. The Health Tips Podcast is all about fitting in fitness in a busy schedule. She has always followed her heart and her instinct, and it somehow always worked for her. Madhu is best remembered for her portrayals in Kuku Koli's Hindi hit Phool Aur Kante in 91 and in Mani Ratnam's Tamil hit Roja in 92, which won the National Film Award for the best film on national integration. But beyond films, it's about a person with a deep mind. Intense. When we spoke, it was a little bit about films, but a lot more of her as a person. Here is Madhu at her intense best, and like you've never heard her before, I present to you part one of my conversation with Madhu, the actor, the thinker, the person. So hi Madhu, and welcome to the show. It's been such an amazing time talking to you and interacting with you. You had an amazing journey from the time of your movies till now, and all over the world traveled and all kinds of things. So tell us a little bit about your journey till now, where you have been and what you've been doing, and all the things that you've experienced.
It's not one question that you just asked me, Karan. By the way, before I start off, thank you very much for meeting me and talking with me. And talking about my journey, it seems like a very easy question, because I could say that I studied, I became a graduate, then I started off into the movies, and then I suddenly got married, and now I've got a wonderful family with two daughters, and and I'm back to work. So this sums up my journey pretty much for the world to see. But the journey that I'm very proud of is the journey into awareness, into thinking and feeling of every moment and what is life, like behind my studies, what happened to me, behind coming into the movies, what happened to me, how did I come into the movie, and what I've learned. Basically what I've learned is there are many things we desire, we want, but things happen in a funny way. Now, instead of saying funny, I would like to say magically they happen to me. Has happened to me. I wanted to be in the movies, and Phool Aur Kante just happened. And I would say what really helped me is my being not a very shrewd, calculating person. I'm a very naive person. I didn't know how to work things out. So things kind of happened to me, and I, like when Phool Aur Kante happened to me, I remember I was playing carom board with my brother in the bedroom. And by then I decided I want to be in the movies, and I was playing carom board. My father from the other room shouted, I answered the phone, and the person on the other line said, hi, is that Madhu? I said, yes. He said, I'm Kuku Koli and I'm making a film and I want to sign you. And I was so engrossed in making that carom shot that I yelled out to my father, who was sitting in the other room, said, Appa, please answer the phone. There is, some director, producer who's talking. Next thing I knew, I was doing Phool Aur Kante. Now, I already by then knew that I wanted to be in the movies. I had done a little photo shoot and portfolio, and I was doing whatever I could in my capacity. So it's not that it came from out of the blue. So this call, this inquiry from this Kuku Koli came because he must have seen my picture somewhere, heard about me. But I was more engrossed in that moment of taking that shot at that carom, and I put the phone directly without questioning to my father. Next thing I knew, I was doing the movie. I didn't ask, is Mr. Yash Chopra launching me? Is Mr. Subhash Gai launching me? Is there Amitabh Bachchan acting against me? Nothing. For me, it was like, I want to be an actress. And I've got somebody who is going to make me an actress. Is it going to be a B-grade film, C-grade film, A-grade film? I had no question on that. I said, there's nobody making a movie for me. There is no Godfather making a film for me. There is no Subhash guy making a film for me. But there is some cuckoo Kohli who wants to make a movie with me. What I can't do for myself, somebody is going to do it for me. I'm going to see myself on the big screen, which is my dream. And I went ahead with it. Now, there are two outcomes when that happens. A movie could have been a super, super duper flop. And that would have been the end of it, maybe. And this movie became the super, super hit film. I had no idea. There was a new actor, new director, new producer, new me, new everything. And on the same day, a film like Lamhe had released, which had Yash Ji making and directing, which had Anil Kapoor and Sridevi. It both released on 22nd of November. Okay, one was Yash Chopra production with Sridevi, Anil Kapoor, and one was Dinesh Patel production with Cuckoo Kohli, Ajay Devgan, and me. Everybody's new. The movie that rocked the box office is Polar Kante. Now, when that happened, I understood one thing, that in a way, we all talk about a lot about free will. We talk about desires. We talk about destiny. But in a way, magic happens every second. You really don't know what is going to work and what is not going to work. I had seen Mr. Mani Ratnam's Tamil movies, Agni Nakshatram and Gitanjali, his Telugu film. And I was in love with that Agni Nakshatram movie. And I just, many years ago when I was shooting for a film, I think Yashwant in Filmistan, one interview happened and the person asked me, is there any director or producer that you desire to work with? And I said, yeah, Mani Ratnam. At that time, I'm sure in Hindi film, today, you know, because of the media and the whole, the digital life today, every Hindi maker knows a Tamil maker, every Tamil actor knows a Hindi maker, everybody knows a Bhojpuri filmmaker. But back then, it was not so integrated. People in the north did not know so much about what was going on in the south. You know, maybe the few, everybody knew Kamal Haasan, everybody knew Rajinikanth, but everybody didn't know everybody. It was a completely separate industry. So to a Hindi journalist sitting in Filmistan, I didn't say that I desire to work with Yash Chopra, who's everybody's dream director, you know, because he made the most beautiful Hindi movies, Silsila and Lamhe and whatever. Everybody wants to act with Subhash Gai. Hindi actresses, they wanted to work with Subhash Gai because he is a showman. But I said the name of Mr. Mani Ratnam. And I'm very sure, as I'm talking to you today, Karan, I'm very sure that Mr. Mani Ratnam did not hear me or that interview. Okay? But within a month or two after that interview, I had signed Roja.
Wow.
You know, another moment when I felt, oh, that's magic. I just said I want to work with Mr. Mani Ratnam. And the magic happened. I signed Roja and Roja. So every step of my life, I realized that it's true that there is an intention, there is a desire. We think about it, we feel it, and we put it out there. But if it happens, when it happens, how it happens, it's really not in your control.
So you do you think it's karma?
You know, this, yeah, I mean, I don't know, this karma and all has become very beautiful words that we use. I pretty much like to, you know, I have this wonder, you know, more than karma. I understand the philosophy of karma. I'm studying it. I know what is karma. But more than that, I'm like, huh? Achha? Maine bola aur aisa ho gaya. So what is it? It is more than karma, which of course I do believe. I'm a Hindu and I'm studying it. I believe it. But more than that, the magic of the thing that you don't understand, you know, everything. Actually, what we, you and me are seeing each other, you're looking at me, I'm looking at you, you're hearing me, is what is tangible. But what amazes me is not that which is not logical, you know, which is not tangible. Like that Golmaal 3's tagline, I love it. No logic, only magic. You know, that's the tagline. And I think that is my life. In my life, I have not been able to explain anything. One day I decided, I've had enough of movies. Okay? I want to get married and want to have a baby. Want to start my family. I just thought like that. I got that feeling and I thought. And I said to myself, I don't want to get married to anybody in the film industry. From nowhere, My husband came. I have no interaction with a business family. I'm a movie person. Everybody in my life has been media people and movie people. But I wanted something out and it all happened. And I did nothing about it. That's why I always feel that, you know, sometimes you just leave yourself open. And you know what happens in our prayers? We people, when we pray a lot, we always tell God ke what we want. God, you say energy, you say universe. We are telling, ke mere ko ye de do, I want this, give me this. But, you know, sometimes you just say, I feel like this, I want this, and then just leave it,
yeah.
And it comes. But you should be wise enough or in tune enough or have enough faith to accept what's coming. Because when Phool aur Kante came, I said yes. I could have said no, but somewhere, because I said anything is okay, I want it. It came my way. It knocked at my door. In a world where people are striving and working and beating their heads, something has come to me in my house. Who am I to say this is not good enough? So I had the wisdom or the faith to say yes. That yes is very important in my life. Similarly, when my husband came and said, I'll marry you, I said yes to him without even knowing. It was an intuitive yes. You know, I didn't say, who are you? What are you? What are you worth? What have you studied? It just is a yes. It's an openness to say yes.
You know, I want to go into a little bit of your mind and I want to understand how you do decision making, because I think you've taken so many interesting decisions in your life. How do you, and that's very important, not only for regular people, but also for corporates. We a lot of times people take decisions, you know, whether it's a marriage or whether it's, you know, doing a movie or, you know, every day in your life, you're taking a decision. So how have you, can you go into your, can you just think of, I know you probably never thought about it in the past, but can you think about your decision making? How do you think these things happened and how did you decide to do them?
You know, one thing I have learned back then, like you correctly said, I have not thought about it. But now you're making me think, and now I have been thinking, how do I make my decisions? Firstly, I have learned, now whatever I'm talking is only from my experience, okay? That's the disclaimer. I'm not vouching that this is the only way. I'm only saying that this is my way. I have realized, when you're making a decision for your life, only you know whether it is right or wrong, okay? And your inner self, or your true self. Now you have to be wise enough to be in touch with your true self. You have to know why you want to make a choice. What makes you make a certain choice? Okay? And take. Because even your closest people, who are your closest people? Your parents, your siblings, your best friends. They all love you and they want the best for you. Even when they are helping you make a decision, it comes from their understanding and their experience. So I'll tell you a simple thing. When I said yes to marry my husband, today I'm 19 years, almost 20 years in marriage with my husband, and happily, as you can see. When I was making the decision to get married to him, when he proposed and I said yes, and, you know, then I got in my father and my good friends into the, you know, like, this is a person I want to marry. People who really love me, okay? They all said that this is a wrong person. I should not marry him. Why did they say that? They said that because when they met him and when they know me, they said these are two different, completely different people. I don't see the gelling here. So they were all very worried for me. They all said, you know, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy with this person because this person is not in your wavelength or in your mindset. You're choosing him to marry. Are you sure? Don't marry. What is the hurry? Your career is just taken off. You're just about doing it. What is the need to get married? So I had many people opposing the man I've chosen to marry. Now, I love them. I don't doubt their good wishes for me. I know they wish well for me. It came from that point, not from jealousy or anything. But what I felt intuitively, this is the person I need to be married with. That was my decision. Now, my decision could have been right or wrong. That I don't know. 20 years down the road, I'm saying it's a good decision. And everybody has come around and said, yeah, you're very lucky to be married to this person. Everybody has come around. But at that point, it was my decision. What is going to happen tomorrow, I didn't know. The same thing could have soured. It could have been bad. I could have gone back to my father's house and my father and my friends and everybody would have said, "Dekho, I told you so." They would have, it could have been that. But at that moment when I said yes, in my heart, I knew this is it. So that to make decisions, I feel it has to be you. Had I taken Phool or Kante proposal to even my cousin who loves me, who is Hema Malini, who is the industry legend, who has worked with all the directors and actors. If I told Hema, "Hemu, I got this movie from this person, this team," she probably would have said, "Don't do this movie, Madhu. This is not a good start for you. You're starting out your career. Let's wait for a better break." Now, that would have been a good advice. But I didn't go to her. Or I didn't go to anybody. I just knew that this came to my house. And I'm going to take it. Now, that decision could have been wrong had it bombed. But that it didn't, it became a success, is the faith, is the route that I allow life to take.
But have you... Let's talk about, have there any been decisions which went wrong, which you learned from? Probably, you know, you don't have to talk about the entire episode, but there might have been instances in your life which you felt that this was a wrong decision to take.
Thank you, Madhu. That was such an amazing conversation. To make sure you follow part two, follow us on Twitter at Health Tips Radio or on iTunes or on Tandurust at podomatic.com. And thank you, Atharva Marcom, India's leading public relations firm, for all the support. They have a simple tagline, "We make you famous." Reach out to them at atharvamarcom@gmail.com. That's atharvamarcom@gmail.com. Or at +91 9901 742 544. If you like this, you can give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. You can reach out to us by email at tandurust@gmail.com. Stay healthy, keep moving.
இடம் தேடி அலைகின்றது.
விடுக்கின்று ஓடினால் உயிர் பூ சருகாக உலரும். மலர் மஞ்சம் தேராத பெண்ணினா எந்த மார்போடு வந்தாடுதோ.
புது வெள்ளை மழை இங்கு பொழிகின்றது,
இந்த கொள்ளை நிலா உடல் நனைகின்றது,
இங்கு சூடான இடம் கூட குளிர்கின்றது,
மனம் சூடான இடம் தேடி அலைகின்றது.